Welcome to Taking a Lead Podcast. This is your host, Pamela Burkett-Jones, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. Today's show is going to be all about motivation. I want to keep everybody motivated and going as we end out the year of 2020. Now, as we know, 2020 has been a very different year, and some would describe it as being difficult and challenging. Unprecedented. And, you know, many people are just saying, I just can't wait till 2020 gets here. But I do have a problem with saying that. 2021 gets here. Many times people are saying, I can't wait till 2021 gets here. But I do have a problem with saying that. Because if you have no plan, and you're still just sitting back waiting for the ball drop on January 1st, 2021, but you're still looking at things the way you looked at it in 2020, you're still going to be experiencing the same thing. Now, as we reflect back on 2020, there's many things we can think about that we've accomplished. I'm going to give you a few seconds because we don't have a long show to give you too long, but a lot of things could come to mind. 2020 has brought about some good things and some things that you may have been saying you were going to do for decades and you just never got around to do it. Then 2020 hit and you had a lot of people begin to think differently and to do things differently. I can just say for once, I've always said I want to bring back family traditions back. I want to do a few things that, you know, pay more attention to my immediate family and just be able to enjoy and just take the time and slow things down and relax with each other. Now we're beginning to eat more family dinners together. I haven't did family dinners besides Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter with my family, you know, and who knows when. We used to do it a lot when I was a little girl with my family growing up, but didn't do it so much as with the family I created as an adult. But now 2020 has given me a new look of, yeah, it can still be done. Even though the times has passed, decades has gone past, you still can have family dinners together. And 2020 has brought that. And even spending quality time with my family. I've been able to do that. You know, where we're watching TV together, we're talking about shows, we're just spending time just doing nothing and having a conversation. Another thing I've wanted to do for decades and said, stop eating out so much. You know, stop spending unnecessary money and shopping and going to the mall just to be going to the mall and buying things, another thing I just don't need. Well, 2020 stopped that as well. And it's given me a new outlook with 2021 that I can still survive without going shopping. That I don't have to have that retail therapy that everybody always talks about and that you go to the mall and just walk around and listen to the mall music because that's not happening anymore. But guess what? I'm still going, still having a great time. I'm still enjoying life without doing that. So was not really needed. And need I say more? There's more things I could go, but I just don't want to keep going on the things. I mean, I just want you to think about some of the things that 2020, the year you want to get rid of, and it's rightfully so, and move into 2021 without reflecting of the accomplishments that you made in 2020 in spite of everything. You know, people are still having successes. People are still moving forward in 2020. I've seen people, you know, get the jobs. You know, they want it. I've seen people make purchases. There are still more people buying homes in 2020, even with the recession and things that are going on. And cars, you know, you have the interest rates are down. They said this is now a buyer's market where people I've actually known to put a house on the market. And by the end of the week on Monday and by the end of the week, their house has a contract on it. So things are still happening. People are still getting in the game. People are still choosing to move along and to do things. But you can't just sit back and say, oh, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to wait till 2021 gets here. I'm just going to sit back and watch everybody still make moves, make plays, and do things. And then often when I say make plays, it reminds me of an athletic game. And let's just talk about football. You got people who are sitting on the sidelines. You know, you got those people who kind of practice. They've done their things to get to, you know, on the team. They've done their rightfully so. They still work out, you know, to be on the team. But then you have other people who are other players who are out there, the star players, who are out there playing the game, and they're, you know, moving, doing passes, you know, making plays, touchdown, field goals, all the other things. And you got that individual that's just sitting there watching everybody else go by and actually do and play the game. But then what happens? Sometimes they get tapped. Someone hurts themselves or they get put out the game because of a foul or you know, a penalty. And then the next thing you know, they're up, the person who's been sitting on the bench, and then they don't know where to go and what to do, and they're just in it, and they can't believe they're in it. And I say that to say, you're still in the game. You're still, no matter what, you're still in the game. 2020 has not stopped you from being in the game. As long as you're living and breathing and you're on this side of the earth, as my old parents, as my ancestors would say, and my parents, and a lot of the older elderlies would say, it's, you still have a lot to do and you still have a lot to go. So don't stop doing what you want to do. You're still in the game. But I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back with my final thoughts.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, career strategist, founder of Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. In your professional life, are you repeatedly saying to yourself, there has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing now? There has to be a better way to reach my goals, aspirations, and desires. There is no way I can keep going down this road and maintain a level of satisfaction. This leads you to feeling stuck, overwhelmed, cloudy with uncertainty. I have a coaching program which will stir up your passion and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next level. Contact me for further discussion. My email is contact@proactivelife.com. Visit me at my website at liveproactively.com, or you can telephone me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for hanging in there. We're back and we're talking about staying in the game. Okay, so I want to leave you with a few final thoughts, and just to, so you can stay active. So when you can look at and you can keep moving, keep the plays going, 2021 gets here, I want you to start, kick the ground running and not look back. And, you know, and when you look back and reflect to 2020, I want you to think more of the things that you were able to accomplish, more of the things that you wanted to do, that you didn't do, and now start really, really trying to move forward to getting that done. Because in spite of all that has happened, you're still here, you're still moving, you're still breathing, and you're still allowed to just, you still have an open play, an open field of doing whatever you want to do. So one thing I want to say on that note is, stay active. You know, don't just stay look. Don't look at people and just sit there on the sideline and watch them make a play after play, move after move. And you want to do the same thing? You can do that. You still can keep on chopping down those goals. And it may be piece by piece. And sometimes chopping your goals piece by piece is a better way to doing it instead of just making the big giant leaps. You know, you can make those giant leaps, but the piece by piece goals give you a chance to think about and how to, you know, how you got that way and how you keep going. And if you have to change direction a little bit, you could change direction a little bit. And all do your research. Make sure you do your due research and how to get to where you're going and what the play, how to make the play to get there and to accomplish your goal. And my second thing I would say, stay in communication with people. And when I say with people, I mean those like-minded people, the people who are accomplishing those things that you want to do, people who've actually been there and can bring something back to you beneficial and help you get there. People who that are still making those moves, doing the things, stay in on it. Nothing wrong, because a lot of times people want, you know, you to ask them. So they're not going to just tell you how. They're not just there being, oh, keeping things to themselves. But a lot of people do not want to impose and infringe on you. And they may think that, hey, you're not ready. But you got to let them know that you're ready. So seek help. Seek help from people. And the last thing I want you to do is celebrate. When you make an accomplishment, no matter how big or small, celebrate. Because when you celebrate, it builds your confidence. It helps you to, it provides motivation, and it helps you to move on to your next goal. And then you have something to look back at and reflect on where you were and how you've gotten there and how you can keep moving on. So I end this to say, you're still in the game. Keep going, keep moving. We can get through this. We are going to get through this. 2021 is going to be even better, just like 2020 has been for you, because you, like I said, reflect, look back to those things that you've done in 2020, and not so much posing on the negative things that's happened, and you'll realize you can even make it better in 2021. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to listen to this show. Remember, I'm here every Thursday at 7 p.m., and if you'd like to reach out to me, I'm at liveproactively.com. On Facebook at Pamela Burkett Jones. My business page is Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. And I'm on Instagram at Live Proactively. Until next time, thank you for tuning in. Let's get into that game. Have a great day.